And on that note, National has dubbed today's budget as backwards and a blowout. Finance spokesperson Nicola Willis joins me now. Kia ora, Nicola.
Kia ora.
Hey, let's start with what you loved in the budget. Name one thing that you thought was great.
Well, I loved that the Treasury still get to issue their own report warning us about what's going to happen with debt and spending, and they were very straight up and honest about that. And I tell you what, it's a dark picture. And my view is that if they weren't there actually publishing that information, then we might not know about it, because Grant Robertson has not only spent the money he said he would in this budget, which is $5.9 billion, a record amount, but he's actually dipped into next year's spending too, taken $2 billion from there, and he's dipped into the year after that spending as well, taking half a billion from there. So this is a record amount of spending, and Treasury
so you didn't
are very
like any
clear
of it,
in their
Nicola?
Reporting.
Not a single thing Sorry? That you supported or would have kept? Would keep? Nothing?
Well, I think where we're coming from is, like most New Zealanders, we want to see better education services, better health services, better outcomes in housing. But what we've learned with this government is when they announce more money for things, that doesn't necessarily mean better results. You know, in housing, we had the $2 billion allocated to Kiwi Build. We had 100,000 houses promised. Actually, only 1,300 have ever turned up. The State House waiting list has quadrupled. Last night, 4,500 children slept in
okay,
a motel.
I get that.
It's not enough to say we're spending money on it. What we have to see is outcomes.
And you've made that point several times. So what I would like from you, if possible, please, is some specifics. If you think that this budget is a massive blowout, which you have stated many times, and that the Labor government is addicted to spending, let's go through it. What would you carve off? So the cost of living payment, would you deny people $27 a week?
Well, we would much prefer to give permanent tax relief. We've put forward a fully costed plan, very detailed, in which we say that we should inflation index the income thresholds for tax. That would mean for a taxpayer on $55,000, they would get $800 a year. That's a lot more than what Labor is committing to them, but it's also something they can permanently look forward to. So it's not just for a few months, it's every year into the future. And we think that's a much better alternative.
That's not targeting your squeezed middle, though, is it? That's giving it to everybody. Even the people who make the most and own the most, they'd benefit from that as well.
Well, our tax reduction plan would mean that the squeezed middle could look forward to good tax reduction. So someone on the average wage, $72,000 a year, would get $950 back each year. And it would mean that everyone who's working hard, paying tax, could look forward to paying a little bit less. Because our view is, when the finance minister is taking in billions upon billions more in tax, letting inflation push people into higher tax brackets, actually he should give a little bit of it back. And we don't think a temporary band-aid measure suffices.
So the squeezed middle, which you have spoken about a lot, can you please give me a definition? Give me their earnings. Tell me who they are. Be really specific. Who is the squeezed middle in your mind?
Sure, sure. Squeezed middle are those New Zealanders. They're not on a benefit. They're earning money. They're not eligible for any government entitlements. They're not eligible for working for families or the accommodation.
So how
supplement.
Much do they make, Nicola, so we can have an idea?
Well, if you took an average income New Zealand household earning $110,000, typically they won't be getting working for families. If you took any taxpayer, actually, who doesn't have children, typically they won't be getting
working for families. So 110 a household, do you reckon that's the squeezed middle? So has Grant
Lisa,
Robertson set the bar too low?
Let me finish my point. I want to make a really clear point here, and that is that there are a lot of New Zealanders suffering with the cost of living who aren't getting help from the government and who are facing increased pressures at the supermarket, at the petrol pump, when they're paying their rent, when they're paying their mortgage. And I can tell you, I hear from them every week. They say to me, look, I don't think this government has my back. I am working really hard to try and get my family ahead. We're trying really hard to rearrange our household budget to manage the cost, and we can't. And each week we feel like we're slipping backwards. And what we saw in the budget today, Lisa, is that sense of feeling like you're slipping backwards is set to continue because inflation, which is the thief in everyone's pocket right now, is set to continue, not just this year, but next year, and the year after that. So this phenomenon of prices increasing every time you blink, that's set to continue. And I know that that will make a lot of New Zealanders feel very insecure.
Nicola.
And look, a 3-month band-aid payment, that won't cut it.
We're almost out of time, so could I have a yes or no answer to this question? Would you have cut spending in order to get back to surplus faster?
Well, we would not be spending much as Grant Robertson in this budget. That is absolutely the case. I can give you that confirmation later.
So you would be back in surplus earlier. You would cut spending to get back to surplus earlier. Is that what you're saying?
If we return to the Treasury business next year, we will have a fiscal repair job on our hands. And part of the job we will be doing is returning New Zealand's books to balance. We can't continue in deficit forever.
Appreciate your time. That is Nicola Willis, who's finance spokesperson for the National Party.